Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. Good morning. I cannot believe it is October 5th. Woohoo! Where is our last track? That's just funny to me. It's October already. And the crazy holidays are coming. Oh, and my last track is funky because I got the new iPhone 7 and my old case. Try again. Let's see how. Oh, no, still funky. Thought it was my old case. Sorry. I'll be blocking the new speakers on the iPhone 7, so I thought maybe that was a problem. It was not. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday. We're talking about iPhone 7 problems if you're just tuning in. It is October 5th. And I am Belle Starr, Silver Sister Tech Owl, sitting over here. And Cannabis Kid will be here shortly. We hope. So we're going to enjoy some lemon skunk. A little decaf cappuccino and some new little bagel bites from Starbucks. Yep, there it is. We just said the S word. Anyway, welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. We're glad that you're here. We're glad you're tuning in. And let's start the show. We actually want to say thank you to everybody. We had a blast at Pride this weekend. Oh, man. That was an amazing event. We're so glad they brought it back to Reed Park because I'm not sure why they left, but it was not very much of a success last year. This year was amazing. It seemed like 100 times more people out. It was more organized. It was set up better. There were a lot more vendors. We had a great day. We talked to 10,000 people at least, and half of them are coming to get certified, at least half of them. So. And the other half is already certified. That's right. Where's their lap check? I was trying to think of something for the other half. So come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. I have to think about that for a second because we did just move. We just moved. Yay. And you should see the space. It is big and beautiful and we love it. And we're so proud. And next month we celebrate 5 years of this magical journey. Known as cannabis. So today, well, thank you everybody for coming out to Pride. That was just spectacular. It was capital. And what was great was the queens, the drag queens, were coming around. With their bouffants that I never thought my mother's hair could ever. Boy, talk about a rat's nest. I wonder how long it takes them to do their hair. Because my mom sat for hours and did the whole rat thing. But they were so fun. Oh, my God, they're so great. And they would come around, and they called us Tumbleweeds Healthcare Center. I love it. I love how everyone adds care to it. So, because we care. Tumbleweeds Healthcare Center. And then they're strutting around and doing their stuff and walking around. And it was just a fantastic, fabulous day. Hopefully everyone was as successful in just meeting as many people as we were. We talked to kids. We talked to grandparents. We talked to cops. We talked to, found out some good information. I actually asked one of the officers about the gun policy because everybody asked us about that. And he said, call DPS because they're the, basically they're the ones that deal with, he was a recruiter, but DPF basically deals with those kinds of situations. But he said basically, you know, they're trying to make it so that you can't carry, but it's not law yet. He said, but don't quote me on anything. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. This is coming from your old police department. But they were very nice. They were great. They were giving away, yes, free donuts. They had free little rubber donuts. I got one for my dog, which is probably destroyed by now. But they were great. They were just out. They had their own little booth, their donut booth, and they were just chatting with the citizens of Tucson at Pride. It was awesome. So thank you for having us. We will be back next year. Hopefully it'll be at Reed Park again, because it's just a great place to have it. And they had, you could bring your dog. They had adoptions out there. It was just, they had entertainment, food, information on everything. In fact, we are going to start talking about some information this morning. As soon as the cannabis kid gets here, we'll talk about Prop 205. He'll be here in just a few minutes. I might start reading some stuff prior. But Prop 205 is something that everybody asked us about at Pride, and we got mixed messages from a lot of people that showed up at the booth to chat. They wanted to know what we thought. They wanted to share what they thought, and they wondered why the heck this just isn't happened already. So we are going to talk about Prop 205, the positives, the negatives. We're going to read and hopefully hear some commercials from the yeses on Prop 205 and the noes on Prop 205. And we're going to inform you just straight up down the line, and you can make your own decision. So we're going to read the full text, actually, and it could get kind of boring, but it's very important. You know, people tend to summarize these initiatives, and they just summarize it with as much sugar and sweet, gooey maple syrup as they can, and they go, oh, you're going to be able to grow. You can have an ounce. And away we go. Woohoo! And it's not quite that simple. It's not quite that black and white with the cherry on top. So we're going to read about it. But if you want to get any more information, you come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Oh, I almost gave the sweet number and all that kind of stuff, but I don't really need to do that anymore because we're just so sweet. We don't need a number. Ha! Where's the laugh track? Oh, that was a good one. All right. So if you want to get your card, and if you're curious about your card and you wonder what medical conditions qualify, here we go. I'm going to let you know right now. So PTSD, and these are all diagnoses that need to be backed up with a doctor's signature, because you can't just like print stuff off the internet and be like, hey, here's my prescription list. Look what I'm on. Do I get it? Well, technically, no. We have to do a little more work than that. And please be patient when you come in with our awesome staff. Evaluations take about a half hour, and regular appointments take 30 to 60 minutes. So it's 10 times less than you'll wait in a real doctor's office. And they don't play movies on marijuana. I'm not saying. We're so sure. All right, so if you have any one of the following, come on down. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease. So within agitation, that can mean a whole number of things, a whole number of symptoms from Alzheimer's. There's a lot of them. A chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome. How do you say the other word?
Cachexia.
Severe and chronic pain. Severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis. And we've seen, with the muscle spasms, we've seen Parkinson's patients and tremors and restless leg syndrome and all sorts of shakes and tremors and seizures. People come in with diagnosis from their doctors.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona Medical Marijuana Card.
That's right. Check it out. You can come on down. You can contact us. We are literally at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. You can check out the website at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can email us. We are at thctucson@gmail.com. We're all over social media garbage. We're everywhere. We're tweeting. We're LinkedIn. We're Facebooking. We're MySpacing. We're Instagramming. We're Pinteresting. We're Googling. We're just everywhere. So find us, push a button, and come see us and tune in. And you can also blog right here. This is the fun part about this radio show is, and there's the cannabis kid alarm. you can actually come right to the radio show and blog with us. If you're a little shy or you just don't quite know, you know, what question you want to ask, come to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There's a little radio link. Click it. And the first picture you see says Weekday Wednesday. Just click that and it'll take you to the Blog Talk Radio website. And from there, it just takes a moment to log in. It doesn't take very long to log in. And you can just chat with us and say howdy if you like. And we will post the full initiative text. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to copy and paste that right into the chat menu, because once we start that, you will surely want to read along. It's going to get cuckoo because there's a lot there. And we want you to be informed. That's the most important part of the show. It's super fun. We get to take bong hits with each other in the morning and have coffee and mini donuts or bagels filled with cream cheese, which are awesome. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Starbucks. So let's do this. Let's go to the prop. Okay, actually, first of all, Tucson Weekly did a little article about Prop 205. So we're going to hear from them. Let's see what they have to say. Prop 205. Will Arizonans make a deal to sacrifice regulatory concerns to eliminate the majority of marijuana felony arrests? Prop 205 struggles. It's open. Prop 205 struggles trudges towards the ballot amidst mounting concern from critics. And much of the literature condemning the marijuana legalization initiative takes issues with the new system the proposition would put in place. On the surface, the law would legalize marijuana for adults over the age of 21 in possession outside of the home up to 1 ounce. Users would also be able to retain the yield from up to 6 plants within their homes. Okay, that's all right. However, behind the proposition's veil lies a shadow of a beast, which many are leery. That beast is the proposed Department of Marijuana Licenses and Control and its Marijuana Commission, which would be responsible for industry oversight and enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just to clear things up a bit, this new proposition will hold this task force, the Department of Marijuana Licenses and Control and its Marijuana Commission. And they would be responsible for industry insight over everything. Even smoke shops are saying no on 205. We're hearing industry leaders say no on 205. But we're going to keep reading this. Now, this is what Tucson Weekly says. And we'd like to welcome in Cannabis Kid. Say good morning.
Good morning, everybody, you Weedsay Wednesday listeners.
It's like working with George and Gracie. Say goodnight, Gracie. Goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Yes.
All right. One of the reasons we put in the commission for licenses and controls was so that they would have the adequate stage to put these regulations in place. The Arizona political director for the Marijuana Policy Project, Carlos Alfaro, thinks many of these fears are misrepresentations of the initiative. So one of the reasons we put in the commission for licenses and control was so that they would have the adequate stage to put these regulations in place to protect the consumer and to not overburden the industry with regulations. Well,
overburden?
Yeah.
So if you're creating a whole nother industry and a whole nother task force.
Does that not sound like overburdening?
Well, that
to
just
you?
Sounds like you're stepping on toes of people that are. Why are you creating a task force of marijuana cops when they're all, you know, that's just weird. Anyway, that's my little.
Sounds like overburdening.
Silly opinion. And my my teacher in junior college, I love that junior, that's what we call it, junior college. She said, if someone says something to you and it's just their opinion and you don't like it, just say, thank you for your opinion.
You know what, Mel? What I would have liked to see this money and this proposition be more geared towards with education.
Well, that's what they're claiming. So I was telling everybody, we're discussing the pros and cons of 205 and the yeses and nos and the whos and the whys. So we're starting off with our local newspaper, and this is what they say. This is just reading what they say. So Moon Smoke Shop has been especially critical of this law in several facets, including the supposed destruction of current medical marijuana programs and the lack of protection against felony arrests, but mainly the department's regulatory authority over marijuana accessories. Mm-hmm. That would mean certification centers, hydroponic stores, smoke shops, any place that had anything to do with cannabis would be overseen by this group. And Moon is saying boo. Michael Patch, the manager of Moon Smoke Shop on 4th Avenue, isn't willing to take the risk that the commission will choose to limit the shop's ability to sell products that may or may not be associated with marijuana use. Patches takes issue with, quote, the fact that they're making it a felony to have an X amount of anything when it should be recreational. The concept of closing down businesses like smoke shops, just monopolizing the whole concept. And this is what we're
hurting businesses.
Yeah.
We've been here for years.
And they have no business being a part of that. That's not their place. But Alfaro says there would be no reason for the commission to regulate the smoke shops that sell marijuana products. The current smoke shops are going to operate the same way that they've been operating under prohibition, Alfaro said. If anything, it's going to increase their business. The Marijuana Policy Project unleashed a new ad campaign last week to generate support for the proposition, with the backing of school officials focusing on the money it would generate for schools. The MPP says that the initiative has the potential to raise more than $55 million annually for schools. The Arizona Joint Legislative Budget Committee determined that nearly $500 million will be spent annually on recreational marijuana, generating more than $123 million in tax revenue for the state. Of the $55 million going towards the school system, 40% of the revenue would go directly to operating costs. 40% would go to full-day kindergarten programs, of which Alfaro says Governor Doug Ducey is a big fan. And the remaining 20% would go to educational programs to instruct children on the relative harms of tobacco, alcohol, and marijuana. What better way to fund our education system than with real education instead of just prohibition from the 1930s, Alfaro said. The main selling point of the proposition, though, isn't the funding it would generate for schools. Alfaro said it's the decrease in arrests, unofficially stating that it would wipe out 90% of the arrests for marijuana possession. What we do know is this would affect the majority of people who get busted today. The majority of people that have that felony follow them through life. This would get rid of that, Alfaro said. While it's not as perfect as some people see it, this is the best opportunity we have to end the 1930s prohibition and bring in good regulation. This seems to be the decision facing voters in November. Will we concede on our skepticism of exactly how this law will affect the industry in order to eliminate the vast majority of marijuana arrests? While roughly half of Arizona supporters voters marijuana, while roughly half of Arizona voters support marijuana legalization, fewer support this proposition. It's not a decision that can be made on anything but a personal level. Patches has already made a decision. I say sit it out, recreate it, write something that serves the people better, something that people of Arizona actually want instead of the powers to be. And I applaud that.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said. I'm glad that I found it.
Initiative for all instead for some.
Thank you. Yeah. It's we the people. We.
And when it only helps a few and it doesn't help all, it's not conducive for everybody.
And why have a felony involved at all?
Exactly.
If it's recreational, it's recreational. Why are we going to get a felony involved and then throw us back in jail and fine us? I thought you were getting rid of that. So
right.
What we decided.
Anything, a fine.
Well, they, so part of the initiative is anything between 1 ounce and 2.5 ounces is a misdemeanor. Well, I don't know if that's true. We're going to read the text ourselves to find that out. So, but actually, what we were trying to find was there comes some commercials online. You could check this out for me.
I haven't seen those, but I'll look.
There's some yes on 205 commercials, and there's some no on 205 commercials. And we are going to find both of those. We heard some yeses here, of course, from the people that wrote it, you know. And we heard some no's from actual business owners that are saying, you know what, we created business. Who are you to say that you all of a sudden can't do that business? Or we're going to tax that business higher than normal other businesses in town because you may or may not sell something for marijuana. Why do they get to have a hand in certification centers or smoke shops or hydroponic stores even where they sell nutrients that may or may not be used for cannabis growing? Are they going to start getting their hands involved in all the agricultural farms around town to say, oh, that farm could be used for marijuana. We now have control over it. What's next? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to read the full initiative. And I did post it. It's on our chat. And you can check that out. You can go to tumbleweedselfcenter.com. And if you go to the radio link, it's the first picture you push up there. You can get right to the blog talk, little.com/Weedsday Wednesday, I think it is. And you can chat with us. You can click on the link. And someone asked me the other day at the park, one of my park buddies said, hey, is that guy from the Netherlands still chiming in? Because I always say, hey, we got a buddy in the Netherlands. So wherever you are, buddy, we are missing you. And hello to the Netherlands. All right, full initiative, full text. And this is actually from Regulate Marijuana, like alcohol, yes, on 205. What was the other one I had? Here's a no on Prop 205. So before we get to the initiative, we heard some yeses. Let's hear some no's. We're going to hear some pros and cons first. Why not? Oh, can you shoot that over to our blogger? Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll listen to that. Okay, here's a no on Prop 205. And this is from ardp.org. Wow, this is a good long one. So here's what this says. Impact of Proposition 205 on businesses, government, public safety, health, and families. Well, that's quite expanded. There you go. The bottom line question for Arizona businesses is which of the following will increase under Prop 205? Is it A, productivity costs? B, healthcare costs? C, liability? D, litigation costs? E, impact on public safety and national security? Well, guys, it's all the above. There is no opt-out provision in Prop 205 for businesses that have federal contracts or are subject to federal workplace drug-free laws. Businesses must comply with both state and federal laws. So they're saying there's going to be, but we, you know, we're going to question this a little bit here, too. Prop 205 limits an employer's ability to prevent employees from working while impaired by marijuana consumed outside the workplace. Employers will only be able to take adverse action against the marijuana use employee if the employee is, one, actually impaired on the job, and that holds true for any substance people, two, performing a task that would, three, constitute negligence or professional malpractice. And that's proposed ARS 36-2852A7. This not only limits an employer's control over their own business operations, but increases their legal liability. Okay, so just to comment on that, how many of these businesses know that they've got Vicodin and OxyContin, Oxycodone, Dilaudid, Morphine, Toluen, is it Valium or Volume? I never get it right.
Volume.
I always say Volume. I'm like, yeah, it's Volume, man. I'm like, no, you're on Valium. And then how many people are using, you know,
and all the other
heroin, meth, coke, whatever else, spice, or anything else they're using at work that these employees are allowing. Yeah. And don't worry, though, because if you get busted, anything I just listed, there's a program you can go to. But if you get busted for cannabis, you're out like trout.
Right.
Oh, ridiculi. The best thing to know I'm doing.
And not to mention, you know, going back to that felony law. It ruins lives. It you don't even get a job after that.
Oh, no.
So once you have a felony
you don't get anything
on your record,
like that.
You don't get anything.
Job,
which now,
apartment, credit cards, bank accounts. When you get a felony, you get effed. Sorry.
So now our unemployment rate.
Said the word.
Here in Arizona.
Well, it's less than 5%. It's great. It's fantastic. Well, no, now it's going to be, you're going to be lucky if you have a job in Arizona because there's, you know, we'll see. Anyway, I really like Moon's, I keep thinking
take
about Moon's little, yeah, take on it. It just, you know, chillax people. Let's get some recreational campus.
Let's see what this looks like before we jump in.
And why, like, you're swimming in you're fishing in a swamp when you could fish in that beautiful lake that's just a mile down the road, and you're choosing to sit down here?
Right.
Ew.
I can hear you.
Let's go down the road a little bit. Let's walk. Yeah, it's a little heavy. We've got to carry our load a little further, but look at that crystal, clear, beautiful lake. It is just like that. All right. I swear Vanna's going to pop down in the room and like, here's an M for Marijuana.
That harp is just
I'll take
fantastic.
C. Cannabis. All right. So here's another one. Employer discipline stemming from employee negligence or professional malpractice while impaired. Okay, so I'm just going to stop right there. If your employees are impaired on anything, they could be impaired on caffeine. I mean, they can be impaired on a lack of food. They could be impaired on too much water. Like, if you have impaired employees, you better talk to them and find out what the heck's going on and get them out. You know? Why are you keeping impaired employees around? And you're just going to pick on the ones that smoke weed? That's not even fair. Come on. All right.
Leave them alone.
I know. Leave them alone, man. Pick on someone your own size. Marijuana is not only perfectly discoverable in private tort suits, but also essentially an admission of vicarious liability on the part of the employer to those harmed by impaired employees' acts. So I bet they're really tired of cannabis-impaired employees bringing snacks. Into work because, you know, they're like,
I bet
it's
just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to have to fire Susan.
She just brings too many donuts and too many fruit bowls. I'm tired of the homemade mac and
I swear, if she brings one more thing of Chex Party Mix to work,
she's out of here. And if I
and that
more balloon, oh, last time, I don't know. That was a good plate of brownies.
Susan, this is your third strike. You're out.
Quit bringing food. We can't take it. We have no willpower. We eat it all. I am basically what this is about. All right, furthermore, I love this. Here we go. Here too art thou, founding forefathers, sitting on the grave, smoking pipes of weed, laughing. Furthermore, it is absurdity for an employer to have to wait for disaster before taking adverse action against employees.
Oh, stop it.
High on marijuana. Paid for by Arizona's Responsible for Drug Policy, major funding by the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association, and Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. That's who did that. That's who paid for this. Did you catch that? Should I do it again?
No, don't do it again.
Slowly, for those who didn't get it. This was paid for by the Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy, major funding by the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association, and the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Wow, that's pretty flippin' sad. Open minds, people. Open minds. Come on. All right. So that's some of the notes. They're talking about employees and employers, first off. So here's the deal. With whatever drug you're on, people, I don't care what it is, if you're impaired, you shouldn't be going to work, for one thing. And if you can't do your job, you just need to stay home and let people know you're not going to be there because you're in pain and you can't make it. How many Oxy users and Vicodin users and Dilaudid users don't show up a lot because they...
I don't think some of them don't even have jobs.
Yeah, a lot of them don't have jobs because
They're on access, where they don't need to work. But do you understand that this the being on your cannabis allows people to work?
Yeah.
And function if they're on the right strain.
And have better productivity.
And
better creativity.
The ones that are probably working the best in some of your jobs are probably the ones that are using cannabis on their off time and being way
some
more productive.
Some businesses in California actually have cannabis break rooms, and they're allowing their employees to go out and use some cannabis. You know, allow our employees to
it's
do.
It's about education.
Puff, 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 puff 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, oh, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking
know about the science of marijuana. What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Woo! Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. October 5th. Still can't believe we're in October.
It's flying by.
It's flying. We're having holidays. Holiday. No, I won't even. All right.
No,
don't.
That one.
No. Imagine, leave that to you. So, are we all on the same page, boys and girls? We're going to read the full text of Proposition 205. Now, we just heard from some yay-sayers, and we just heard from some nay-sayers. So far, the yay-sayers are just giving off blanket terms. You can grow. You can have it. Good for education, money, whatever. And the naysayers are saying, say what? Underneath all that yay is a whole lot of hay for those arses out there who are giving it. And they're saying this whole new giant commission that they're going to create and bypass the state of Arizona for is going to take control and regulate and tax any industry that has anything to do with cannabis. And smoke shops and other industry leaders are saying, we're going to want to wait.
we're going to want to wait for full recreation where there's no felonies involved. Why is there still a felony involved? I thought we were trying to legalize something and make it not criminal. There's still a huge criminal action to this. So, I don't know. We're going to read the full text. You can make up your own mind. If you have an opinion, you want to share it, ooh, call in 646-915-8421. You do have to push the little number one, the star pound one. Pound it out, hashtag one. For all you newbies out there, hashtag. All right. Here we go. Get ready. Get your bongs. Get your vaporizers. Get your edibles. Although we hope you ate those an hour ago, so you're feeling them now. Get your coffee. Here goes. The full niche. I wonder if we could have, like, the computer read it. Can we, like, select a portion and will it read it? Is it that advanced yet? That would be really cool.
Hmm.
Let's see. We probably shouldn't try technology on the fly, huh? Oh, speech. Here it is. Speak this. Start speaking. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Amending Title 36, Arizona Revised Statutes, by adding Chapter 28.2, Amending Title 42, Chapter 3, Arizona Revised Statutes, by adding Article 10, Amending Title 43, Chapter 1, Article 1, Arizona Revised Statutes, by adding Section 43108, relating to the regulation and taxation of marijuana.
Well, there you have it, folks.
That's it. Good night. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're happy to be here. And we're out.
I'm your host, Tammy Stitt.
Bellstar.
Your
Silver Sister. And we're out. So basically, what they're doing, the initiative measure is amending everything else, the other props. So they're amending Title 36. They're amending the revised statutes. They're adding Chapter 28.2. They're amending Title 42. They're, 42, Chapter 3. They're Arizona Revised Statutes. Again, they're adding Article 10, amending Title 43, Chapter 1, Article 1, Arizona Revised Statutes, by adding Sections 43-2-108, which it relates to the regulation and taxation of marijuana. So, what we have going on now, that's how they're going to mess with it. So, text of proposed amendment, be it enacted by the people of the state of Arizona. I just have a hard time with that because they say the people of the state of Arizona. They didn't ask me. Did they ask you, Candace Kitt?
I didn't get it.
Silver Sister, did you get the invitation? You didn't get the memo. All right. So, three of us who are the people of Arizona were not asked. So, Section 1 title. This act may be cited as the, quote, Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act, quote. Section 2, findings. Again, the people of the state of Arizona. Can we get clarification on who the people are? The people of the state of Arizona find and declare that the distribution of marijuana should be removed from the illicit market. Then why are you still having a felony? And be controlled under a system that licenses, regulates, and taxes the businesses involved and allocates the tax revenue to public education and public health. So that's a big statement right there. You got that?
Yeah. I just sent you over that.
The people of the state of Arizona find and declare that the distribution of marijuana should be removed from the illicit market. Okay, so seriously, then why involve felonies at all if you're going to, you know, because you're making it illicit still. You're making it one of those.
You're saying that it's not illicit, but then you get all of the recourse of being
and illicit drugs. And also.
You're trying to prevent, like, people who aren't supposed to be growing it or doing whatever with it from doing that. Like, they're trying to regulate it and put it in a box, you know?
Right.
So if they put a limit on it, their limit is just too small. Like, 1 ounce? You know, that's too small. They're trying to prevent, like, this whole room pile full of marijuana, you know, and you're selling it out of your house. You know what I mean?
Like, well, of course they are. Of course they're trying to regulate it. But what they're still doing
is
they're
not a good regulation.
No, it's not a good regulation. It's a whole, well.
When a felony is still involved in it, it makes you a bad person.
Yeah. It makes it still a crime, and it makes the quote,
there's
got to
be
illicit.
All that we're asking is there's be something else in that form right there, right?
Right. There should be.
Wouldn't that be great if we could come to an agreement on that? I think that's a big agreement.
I still want to know who the people of the state of Arizona are.
Well, and I want to...
Wait, here. Yeah. Oh, what?
With the privatized prison system here in Arizona,
yeah,
you know, it is just another way to make money on something that's very, it's not harmful.
And sadly, those are the people who are boosting the No on 205 campaign. See, the people that are voting No on 205 for business and heartfelt reasons are right, pretty much. In their eyes, okay, but they're voting for businesses, small businesses. They're voting for patient rights. They're voting for us really to be able to grow. They're voting for us really to not have a felony, to make it recreational.
Right.
These guys that are voting no on 205 are backed by the prison, the alcohol, tobacco. They even have the where is it? Let me see. It's the bottom of this. They even have the Arizona Chamber of Commerce supporting them. Ha! That's scary. That's really scary. Paid for by Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy. Major funding by the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association? You guys are idiots. Because the minute you say weed's legal in Arizona for real, your tourism's gonna, there's no word. Trump needs to make a quadruple word up or something, because there's not a word big enough for how much tourism's gonna come here. Oh, it's going to be insane. All right, I guess we should read some more of the real initiatives. Okay, B, the people of the state of Arizona proclaim that marijuana should be regulated in a manner similar to alcohol. So that, first of all, I don't think you should regulate it like alcohol. One, marijuana may be purchased legally only from a business that is licensed and regulated. Okay, well, duh. But you guys are going to take over those businesses, and like you already do have them. Two, cultivating, manufacturing, testing, transporting, and selling marijuana are controlled through licensing, regulation, and enforcement. This whole task force of marijuana enforcement that they're making up. So they're going to employ special pot cops. Yeah, that's a good one. You're going to go be a pot cop? All right. I'm going to go be a pot cop for sure. You are not smoking enough weed every day. Oh. I'm going to come back every day and check your stash.
Here's three more joints, and I want to see those gone by tomorrow.
And your lipstick better be on the end of all three of those.
Get away.
We're going to check.
Wow.
Yeah, we're hardcore.
That is hardcore.
Marijuana pot, pot cop coming to you. TM. TM. Don't even try and think of it, MPP.
What you going
to
do when they come for you? Pot cop, pot cop.
Oh, and then where's the bong? Boop, boop. All right. Three.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. As I take a sip of my other illicit drug, caffeine, although it's decaffeinated, who are we kidding? Three. Individuals are allowed to produce a limited amount of marijuana for personal use. I'm just going to go. Because it also says that your city or county can say, nope. And you know what's going to happen? Maricopa, Pima. Cochise, all of them. They're going to go, not going to let us grow. Are you kidding? Who are we kidding? They're not going to let us grow. Right. Ooh, four. Selling or giving marijuana to persons under the legal age remains illegal. Duh. There's a duh on here. Okay. Six. Okay, five. Fine. We'll go to five. Driving while impaired by marijuana remains legal. Duh. My dog's saying duh. Okay, six now. Marijuana sold in this state at licensed retail facilities is tested, labeled, and packaged securely. I just want to say it's supposed to be happening like that right now. It's a class 4 felony to them not have all their ingredients listed. And I bet if we walk into any one of the dispensaries that are operating in the city of Tucson right now, not one of them would have that full list. Not one. Which is not a good thing, right?
I know one that's pretty close.
But do they list the fertilizers and the chemicals and everything that's all they put in their herb?
There's a long list of a sticker that I've seen.
All right. We'll have to go get it.
Yeah, I will get
okay.
that.
Yeah, because
it was really interesting because
we'll
I read it.
People. Well,
and, you know,
I still don't know if they're writing the
right stuff.
Or, mm-hmm.
Well, then how are we ever going to know? You know what I mean?
If we're allowed to grow it ourselves, we'll know. And if you're allowed to get it from your friends that do,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it should be like that because I don't necessarily want to use other people's cannabis if
mm-hmm.
I can grow my own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I know what's in it.
Well, same about your food.
Mhm.
There's farmers out there that like to grow their own food and not to eat
yep.
from the grocery store.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I came from a family that was like that.
Yeah.
That we used everything and made everything ourselves.
Well,
so,
the family.
Mhm.
Earthy.
Yeah.
The Earthy Cannabis Kid family.
Mhm.
That's awesome. I can see it. Okay, 6C. In the interest of public health and public safety, to protect and maintain individual rights and the people's freedom, and to better focus state and local law enforcement resources on crimes involving violence and personal property, the people of the state of Arizona find and declare that the use of marijuana should be legal for persons who are at least 21 years of age.
Good.
I found a typo in their title. Found it. I'm not going to tell you guys. You guys are going to have to find it yourself. Because you're going to have to rewrite the whole thing because of one typo. Where's my thing? Okay, D. In the interest of enacting rational policies for the treatment of all variations of the cannabis plant, the people of the state of Arizona further find and declare that hemp should be legal and should be regulated separately from the strains of cannabis with higher delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol concentrations. Section 3, Title 36, Arizona Revised Statutes is amending by adding Chapter 28.2 to read Chapter 28.2, Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act. Definitions, 36-2851. In this chapter, unless the context otherwise requires, what consumer, quote unquote, means a person who is at least 21 years of age and who obtains or possesses marijuana or marijuana products for personal use or for use by persons who are at least 21 years of age, but not for resale. Okay. 2. Controlling person, quote unquote, means a principal officer, director, board member, or an individual who holds a financial or voting interest of 10% or greater in marijuana establishment. Let's read that again, because that just doesn't, okay, 2, controlling person, means a principal officer, director, board member, or an individual who holds a financial or voting interest of 10% or greater in a marijuana establishment. Maybe they'll let us know what these controlling people are going to do later, because am I a controlling person? Are you a controlling person? Are you a controlling person?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I think sometimes we're all a little controlling. 3, department, quote unquote, means.
I'm not going to lie. It's in there.
Oh, it's in there. It means the Department of Marijuana Licenses and Control. Okay. So when they refer to the department, it means their Department of Marijuana Licenses and Control. 4, industrial hemp, quote-unquote, means the plant of the genus cannabis and any part of that plant, whether growing or not, with a delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol concentration that does not exceed 0.3% on a dry weight basis of any part of the plant cannabis or per volume or weight of marijuana product, or the combined percentage of delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol and tetrahydrocannabinolinic acid in any part of the plant cannabis, regardless of moisture content. Locality, quote, means a city or town, or in reference to a location outside the boundaries of a city, a town, or a county. And manufacture, number six, means to compound, blend, extract, infuse, or otherwise make or prepare a marijuana product. Okay? Manufacture. So seven, quote, marijuana, quote, A, means all parts of any plant of the genus cannabis, whether growing or not, the seeds thereof, the resin extracted from any part of the plant, and every compound, manufacture, salt, derivative, mixture, or preparation of the plant or its seeds or resin. So marijuana is everything.
And nothing at the same time.
Oh, no, no. It's everything. It's everything. That's all it is. So if you have resin from your, that's it, that's marijuana. If you got a seed, that's marijuana. If there's a piece of concentrate sitting somewhere, that's marijuana. That's a pound of grass. That's marijuana. A stick, a stem, that's marijuana. A flower, that's marijuana. A gummy bear within it, that's marijuana. Brownies, marijuana. Sugars, salt, marijuana. Tea, marijuana. Anything in your house you could eat, marijuana. It's all about marijuana. So anything. So this is not good. Well, it's good, but it's not good. So if they're over 1 ounce by a stem that you have in your trash, you're busted. There's your misdemeanor. What if you have a lot of stems you were going to make into a salve? There's a felony. What if you just saved your sticks and stems you got out of your shitty weed? Sorry. And you were going to make something good out of it. You know what I'm saying? That's felony because you've got too much of that lying around. It's not anything you're going to smoke, but you might use it for a salve for your mom or dad's arthritis or for your, you know, hand problems or whatever you got going on. Sore shoulders, sore feet after a 800K run. You know, how many miles is that? Marijuana, that's what it means. Okay. But it doesn't include, so B, includes cannabis as defined in section 13-3401. That was that section was? Because they just defined marijuana. Did they define cannabis yet? Okay. So C does not include one, little one, Roman one, industrial hemp, the mature stems and roots of the plant. The mature stems and roots of the plant fiber produced from the stems, oil, or cake made from the seeds of the plant, any other compound, manufacture, salt, derivative mixture, or preparation of the mature stems, except the resin, and powder extracted from the mature stems, or the sterilized seeds of the plant that is incapable of germination.
Hmm.
But that's all hemp then? Because it says hemp right above it. Right above that, it says cannabis as defined in 13-341, and it defined marijuana, not cannabis. So it's already confusing. Okay? We're not even, and this is the first page, and they're talking about three different things already.
Are we supposed to do our jobs when you can't do yours?
So they go from defining marijuana, saying it's in, saying cannabis is defined in a different section, and saying it does not include industrial hemp, but under industrial hemp, it includes mature stems and roots of the plant. Now, what plant are you talking about? Hemp, cannabis, or marijuana? Because you've listed three up there. We know they're the same thing, but you're defining different things. You've defined industrial hemp, you've defined, quote, marijuana, and you say there's a cannabis definition in section 13-3401 that we haven't even seen yet.
Don't get Beltstar mad.
Because you're just going to get... That's just lame, though. Because seriously, I hate left brain work, and you're making me read a whole freaking 205 proposition. And this is why. People don't write clearly. So you say, look, we've got a definition for marijuana.
Be confusing.
We have a definition for marijuana, and here it is. It's every part of the whole entire plant. You find it on the bottom of your shoe, you're going to jail. B says it includes cannabis as it is defined in section 13.34.01 that we haven't seen yet. And C says it doesn't include I, which is under C, which is industrial hemp, but C2 says the mature stems and roots of the plant. Well, what plant? Aloe vera? It's the aloe vera plant. I knew it. We've been talking about aloe vera the whole time.
That funky office plant that Jessica gave me when you left work.
Yep.
That one could be
it.
Too.
Oh, Jessica Lisa. All right. So, to do some of that.
Oh,
I'm just going to just drink it because help me relax here.
That could even be it, too.
Put it down. I'm going to jail for that. That's an ounce right there. You're so over your limit right there. You can't even have CBD lotion and have any weed on hand. You realize that? So you can't have an ounce of dry and go to Tumbleweed's Health Center and get CBD lotion because it's in there. Okay. The mature stems and roots of the plant, fiber produced from the stems, oil or cake, made from the seeds, mature stems, except the resin, powder extracted, salt, stems, plants, and capable of germination, whatever. 3, the weight of any other ingredient combined with marijuana to prepare topical or oral administrations, food, drinks, or other products. It doesn't include all this. This just says marijuana includes all this. Now it says industrial hemp doesn't include this. So I'm really not sure because now we're into marijuana accessories and we still don't have a definition for cannabis. Marijuana accessory means any equipment, product, material of any kind that is used, intended for use, or designed for use in planting, propagating, cultivating, growing, harvesting, manufacturing, compounding, converting, producing, processing, preparing, testing, analyzing, packaging, repackaging, and storing, transportation containing marijuana for ingesting, inhaling, or otherwise introducing marijuana into the human body.
That could be a rat belt, sir.
I tried. I was trying to get
that
in there.
That was really good.
But are you serious?
She just threw it down,
so,
folks.
We're throwing down. 9, marijuana cultivator. Cultivation means a cultivator is anyone. Oh, wait a minute. I love this. Hang on. My dog is now a cultivator. A cultivator is any entity that is licensed by the department that may produce, process, transport, and package marijuana, to have marijuana tested by a marijuana testing facility, and to sell marijuana to other marijuana establishments, but not to consumers. So, the marijuana cultivator is going to be licensed by this board that they're creating. So now they're creating a board. They're going to be in charge of marijuana cops, marijuana cultivators, marijuana consumers, and anybody that has anything to do with a marijuana, quote, accessory. So this is why Moon Smoke Shop says no on 205, because if you have any equipment that is used for or intended for use for cannabis, they get control over it. They're going to tax it. They're going to regulate it themselves. And they're going to say whether or not they're running your business. Okay. There you go.
There you go, 10. Folks.
Here we go. Marijuana distributors. This is going to be a good one. A marijuana distributor means an entity. So are they licensing other things? Like, can I get my donkey license? Because I was just in a movie with a donkey. I love it. Oh, my God. Hi, Houdini. We were so cool. We had such a good time. We were Houdini. Woo! All right. Common Threats, everyone. Go see it. Support your local movies.
Your local donkey.
And your local donkey. How do we do a donkey sound? All right. A marijuana distributor means an entity, even a donkey, that is licensed by the department that may store marijuana in his little saddlebag and marijuana products at a location in his barn that is not licensed for the production, manufacture, or retail sale of marijuana and marijuana products and to transport marijuana and marijuana products from a marijuana establishment, maybe that's a general store, to another marijuana establishment, the saloon, but not to a consumer. That's the frontiersman. So there you have 1800 style. So your donkey can cultivate it, but not necessarily transport it anywhere.
Which what sometimes donkeys are for.
Well, unless they're seven, we call them asses. I love it. That's the best one. All right. Oh, this is even better. A marijuana establishment. It's your local general store. Proprietor. Oh, an establishment. 11 means any entity. Okay, wait a minute. The goat? Any entity that is a marijuana cultivator, marijuana distributor, marijuana testing facility, marijuana product manufacturer, or marijuana retailer. That's an establishment. So, okay. I get why they're doing this. You guys are good. So, an establishment is anywhere marijuana is. So, they're going to regulate all marijuana establishments. So, an establishment is any entity that is a cultivator, distributor, testing facility, product manufacturer, or retailer. You're an establishment, so we're going to establish you and set up our own rules and monitor you and govern you. Okay, there you go, folks. 12. My marijuana product manufacturer. Okay. Why are we still calling it marijuana when their whole big thing is calling it cannabis? And they've got a definition for cannabis, marijuana, and hemp. This is really still confusing. And we still don't know who the people of the state of Arizona are.
I
want to
know the control person.
I want to know who the people are. They're certainly not it. 12. A manufacturer. Marijuana product manufacturer means an entity that is licensed by the department to purchase, manufacture, process, transport, package marijuana and marijuana products, and to sell marijuana and marijuana products to other marijuana establishments, but not to consumers. Boy, they got their hands in everything. Holy smokes. Oh, gosh. Marijuana number 13, so appropriately labeled marijuana products number 13, means products that have been subject to manufacture and that contain marijuana or extract from marijuana, including products comprising marijuana and other ingredients that are intended for human use or consumption and include edible products, ointments, concentrated marijuana products, and tinctures. First line is very interesting to me. It means products that have been subject to manufacture. Say no more. Kim. 14. A marijuana retailer. So basically any product. If it's been through one of these, quote, establishments, it has been established by the people of the state of Arizona and the department. So 14. A marijuana retailer means an entity that is licensed by the department to purchase marijuana. There again. You have to be licensed by their department. And marijuana products from marijuana establishments to transport marijuana and marijuana products to or from marijuana establishments and to package and sell marijuana and marijuana products to marijuana establishments and to consumers. Okay, so a retailer has full range. They can just do it up if you're licensed by the department, you know, the department. A marijuana testing facility means an entity that is licensed by the department to test and transport marijuana and marijuana products, including testing for potency and harmful contaminants. 16. Process means to harvest, dry, cure, trim, and separate parts of the marijuana plant by manual or mechanical means, including sieving or ice water separation, but excluding chemical extraction or chemical synthesis. So they're taking chemical extractions and chemical synthesis out of the processes by which they change the cannabis plant. 17. Reorganized marijuana business, quote, means an entity that is established to operate a marijuana establishment by the unanimous consent of all the principal officers of a nonprofit medical marijuana dispensary that is registered and in good standing pursuant to Chapter 28.1 of this title. So, you want to operate a marijuana business, you have to be, you have to have the unanimous consent of all the principal officers of a medical marijuana dispensary that is registered in good standing by their pursuant to their chapter 28.1 of this title. So if another marijuana dispensary says you can open, you can? Seriously? Recognize marijuana business. Read with me here, kids.
Sure.
Help me understand this means an entity that is established to operate a marijuana establishment by the unanimous consent of all the principal officers of a nonprofit medical marijuana dispensary that is registered and in good standing pursuant to 28.1 of this title. So if you follow the rules of that title, and let's say Earth Healing says some weeds can open a dispensary, then we can't. If we get the consent of all of the principal officers of that medical marijuana's nonprofit dispensary.
Hmm.
It makes no sense. 18. Unreasonably impractical. Impracticable. Unreasonably impracticable, quote, means 18. Get your text out, kids. This means that the measures necessary to comply with rules or ordinances adopted pursuant to this chapter, subject to licenses, do unreasonable financial or other risk or require such a significant investment of money, time, or any other resource or asset that the operation of acquisition of a marijuana establishment is not worth being carried out by a reasonably prudent business person. Okay, there's a lot of dead silence because we're all dumbfounded at what we're going to read this again. You ready for this? Okay, where are we on time even? Because it's, oh, we're way after. It's 9:06 already,
wow.
Folks. I'm so sorry. We always tell you to go over. We're going to read this one and then we're gonna end there. We're going to just stay dumbfounded and smoke some more weed and see if anything comes clear. 18, quote, unreasonably impracticable, quote, means that the measures necessary to comply with rules or ordinance adopted pursuant to this chapter subject licensees to unreasonable financial or other risk or require such a significant investment in money, time, or any other resource or asset that the operation or acquisition of a marijuana establishment is not worth being carried out by a reasonably prudent business person. So what they're saying is, and I'm going to throw F-bombs in a minute or my computer, what they're saying is if they feel that you are going to have to get too big of a loan or spend too much time or money or too much effort working too hard to get a dispensary, it's not going to be worth a reasonably prudent business person's time and effort and energy. So they're not going to give you one. They're going to deny it because they don't think it's reasonable. They call it unreasonably impracticable. And I don't even know what to say to this. So we're going to just end it at that. We love marijuana. We do. We love cannabis. That's why we're all here. It's how we all became friends. We love cannabis. We love you. We love Weed Day Wednesday. Sorry we went over, but we're reading
full
text.
Trying to get that information out
there. We are, and we're going to get back to you with that. I'm sure the MPP guys, if they're listening, are like, son of a, oh, they're not, that. Yep. Well, come on in. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. I don't know. I like what Moon had to say. Let's hold out. Let's get a better initiative. Let's get recreational. And let's not have a felony. Because cannabis should be a choice, not an alternative. It's a choice. And no one should go to jail for a plant. Yay! Thank you, everybody, for listening in. We do our best to be objective. Sorry, sometimes I have an opinion. Thank you for your opinion, self-star. Ha-ha. Tune in next week for more of this. Thank you, Silver Sisters. Glad to have you back. Remember,
be smart, be safe,
and educate.